Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Erica with Mercy Prep.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So when I say Mercy Prep, I feel like that just doesn't do it justice. After we briefly talked and you described the school, Mercy Prep is a...
We are Mercy Preparatory Academy. We are a university model school opening in the fall for kinder through 10th grade. We'll hope to expand to pre-K 3 through 12 in the next year.
Yes. So you're preparing kids for university.
We are. We're not only preparing kids for the university in our schedule, because we have a two-day-a-week schedule where they go to class on campus 2 days a week, and the campus instructors provide assignments for the home campus days where the parents offer guidance Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They'll be prepared for college, but additionally, we're focused on preparing them for what their calling is. So we're excited to walk alongside their parents in establishing what they're called to do, whether that's the military, ministry, the trades, or going to college. So we're absolutely confident that they'll be able to be prepared for that, but we want to walk alongside them for whatever God has called them to do.
Right. So speaking of, so Mercy Prep is a Christian school.
It is.
It's a Christian private school.
Yes.
You want to talk about that?
Yes. So we have all of our staff are strong Christians who are actively engaged in their church, and all of our families come from parents that are active in their church and Christians as well. We have a Christian example in our daily experience on the campus. We do character development where we focus on biblical principles and traits that we want to highlight that are Christ-like so that our kids can emulate that. Help walk alongside their parents in developing their discipleship and their strength in their faith so that when they leave school, they're very strong in who they are and they're exposed to different kinds of people so that they're ready to go out into the world and not waver in their faith, but also help others that might need some guidance.
You said a really big word. Actually, you've said a few big words, but you said a word that, because, you know, when you're talking about Christian school, that can mean different things to different people. And there's so many variations of thoughts on that. So how do y'all handle that?
Sure. So a lot of our curriculum is a Christian base. So it has Bible verses infused in it, and there are biblical principles. We focus on the things that are not debatable within the Christian umbrella. We are ecumenical, which means we appreciate all of the different denominations within Christianity. And so we will acknowledge that our students come from different denominational backgrounds and appreciate that. But anything that's denominationally specific, we send home for the parents to discuss and for them to kind of focus on those denominational specifics and guiding their students into how they want them to believe. But we absolutely support that there are differences, and we want to teach our kids to be exposed to people that might believe slightly differently than them. But if we're all focused on being good Christians and being kind people, then we think that's a win.
Yeah, for sure. So y'all are enrolling right now.
We are. We're excited about that. So it's been pretty busy lately. We have a lot of interest, and we're excited about that. We have some classes that are approaching their maxes, specifically 6th and 7th grade are getting big. We have really small class sizes. So our kindergarten maxes out at 12, our elementary maxes out at 16, and then it's a little more for junior high and high school. But what that means is they fill up quickly, and we're committed to just having one class of each grade. So we're excited about where we're headed.
So if you are someone if you're a parent who has a child in your school, so really you need to be either a stay-at-home parent or really flexible in your schedule, or is it that they can do school in the evenings with you? What does that look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have a lot of flexibility in this model, and really COVID did us a favor. Even though we were originally set to open in 2020 and COVID slammed that door shut, what COVID did bring is a lot of work from home and remote working parents. So this model it works really well with parents who are at home. Once their child is able to read, their autonomy increases. And so the parent really just needs to be there kind of for supervision and for offering support when the kid has a question. But for the most part, once they hit about third grade and they're able to read, they can really do their assignments on their own. So it's great as long as there's a parent present. A parent doesn't necessarily need to be 100% devoted to spending 8 hours with the student teaching them. They need to be available to support them. Of course, in kinder and second, that is a full-time job. Mm-hmm. So one of the parents does need to be prepared to really walk hand in hand with that student. But what's great about the model is that they consistently grow in their autonomy. So they're able to figure out how to time manage themselves. They're able to redirect when they have something that they need help with, but maybe the parent is on a conference call, they're able to kind of set that aside and move on to the next project. And so they really learn how to manage their day. And that's mm-hmm. a skill that, you know, not all adults have.
No, for sure. I was thinking about that when you were saying it. I thought, you know, the good thing, like y'all can't see the four children in the room with us right now, but they are sitting here quiet, they're like the little mice.
Yeah,
they are very well behaved. And I was thinking, you know, the good thing about this is it also teaches them to self-soothe, to work through problem solving and different things like that, which is amazing. Like you said, a lot of adults don't have that skill.
We do feel like the students that attend university model schools are just slightly different. They're able to interact with adults because they do get that time with their parents and in the adult world on the days that they're not on campus, and they're able to, like you said, they're able to just kind of manage themselves and regulate themselves, and they understand, you know, how they should behave in different instances. We appreciate, our family specifically appreciates including our children in all of our daily activities. So that's why we brought them today, so they could have exposure to this experience, and we appreciate you letting them come.
Yeah, for sure. And so the other side of this is, you also have opportunities for them to be involved in, you were saying, you know, helping in the community and then sports and different types of art and culture.
So I appreciate that. So we're very focused on community as a whole. So we have a strong school culture that focuses inward on our community as far as we really abide by it takes a village to raise a child. So we want our teachers and our parents and all of our students to have strong relationships with each other. We have a lot of opportunities for them to get together and interact and support each other. It's not uncommon for parents and teachers to have each other's cell phones and actively call each other outside of school events. And so we appreciate that. It really helps navigate the students' relationships and kind of helps guide them when anytime there is some conflict. But additionally, we're excited about our focus on the outward community. So we have two school holidays where our student body and teachers and staff will be expected to go out en masse together to serve the community. It may be on one large project, or it could be on several small projects. We're trying to work that out. But we'll also partner with all of the stakeholders in the school to identify different organizations that are important to the various stakeholders and offer times twice a month where our student body and our staff can go out and serve those different organizations. So if someone is particularly passionate about an organization, we'll present an opportunity where we can all go and support that. And we think that allows the kids to be exposed to all different kinds of people, and then also allows them to grow in their servant heart, because it may start out as a hangout opportunity where kids are coming together to be with each other, but it results in them being proud of themselves for helping someone else, realizing the importance of helping someone else, and it really shapes who they are. So we're glad to be focused on the community as a whole. You mentioned sports and extracurriculars. So our sports program is pretty robust for a school that's just starting out. We're offering basketball, volleyball, golf, cross country, and track, and we're looking at adding a couple more. But we have coaches and we have enrollment for those sports, and those sports are open to the homeschool community. So we're working with a league called TCAL that allows us to use not only our students in our private school, but additionally homeschool students so that they can compete in tournaments both at the junior high and senior high level. So we're excited about that because the same thing as community service, it allows our kids to be exposed to another group of kids. So we think that's great and beneficial. We're also going to have fine arts, so we'll have theater. We're looking at ballet folklorico. We're looking at journalism for Fridays, where our students as well as the homeschool community can join together and just try something new. We want to offer things that are engaging and exciting and something that you don't get every day, just to allow them to have that experience. We're proud to be an environment where it's okay to fail. What we want is kids to try something new. And if they fail, that's okay, because it means that they tried and we figured out, hey, we need to work on this, or hey, this isn't really our thing, but we allowed them to have that exposure. So we are focused on just giving them a plethora of experiences to choose, you know, to go off of.
That's good. Okay, and something else, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Erica from Mercy Prep, a new private school here in Waxahachie. And one thing, it just slipped in my mind. this school is new here, but it's not a new school. So that's something I think is important for people to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were founded in 2018 when my husband, Carrie, and I decided that we felt like there should be more options for education in Ellis County. And we began working with the National Association of University Model Schools, which is our parent organization, back in 2018. The model itself has been around for about 30 years, and the National Association of University Model Schools offers us a set of standards and requirements that we need to meet to be a certified university model school. And then a blessing is that they have systemic accreditation. So when we meet the certification requirements to be a university model school, then in turn, we're automatically accredited through Cognia, which is the largest accreditation agency there is. So it's recognized not only in this country, but across the world. So that when kids are leaving for college, if that's what they're wanting to do, then our transcripts will be recognized.
Oh, good.
Everywhere.
That's
yeah.
good. Is there anything else you want to tell us before we wrap up?
We are going to be active in the community over the summer, and so we hope that the community will join us. So if you'll just pay attention to our social media, we're on Facebook and Instagram at Mercy Prep. You'll be able to find out more about the different things that we have to offer, and we would love for you to come to one of our information meetings and hear more about our school.
And so if someone is interested in finding out more, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, thank you. MercyPrep.org is our website, and it has forms to fill out to be able to attend information meetings. It also has email addresses and phone numbers, but our email address is info@mercyprep.org, and our phone number is 469-505-8377.
And that is Erica with Mercy Prep. And guys, as always, if you are driving and need this information, you can always go to the Chamber website and look under the radio spots, and we will have this in the archives. And Erica, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much.